We're talking with Congressman Fred Upton of St. Joseph. It is in-district work time for what state lawmakers call it. It's also, to a certain extent, in-district work time for Congress as well, getting ready to resume sessions after Labor Day. Our final is chance to talk before you return to work in Washington. And you've been getting a good pulse from the constituents since your return earlier this month, and they've been basically giving you an earful about a lot of things, haven't they?
Well, they have. We've been doing town meetings and service clubs and plant tours and, you know, visits, editorial board visits, a whole number of different things, and a lot of things going on, and certainly, but one of the big issues is when Congress comes back, of course, is the funding decision. The fiscal year ends September 30th, and there is, you know, traditionally, the House nor the Senate usually finishes all the appropriation bills, so we've got to do this thing called a continuing resolution. And we're expecting a short extension, 30, 60 days, something along that line, to finish our work and ultimately get the fiscal year 14 budget down and passed. And, of course, one of the issues swirling around is whether or not we should defund the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. It's sort of interesting, in our town meeting that we had last week, by a 2-to-1 margin, my constituents said, don't shut down the government, let's just get this behind us and really begin to move down the road.
Speaking about funding, it's something that right now the White House is taking control of, but also Congress has a say-so. The situation involving Egypt and funding for military and security purposes, whether or not it was a coup or not, it tends to be the heart of the issue, but that really has become a very thorny situation, especially with the crackdown that has been occurring over the last week or so on dissidents.
Well, this is a real tragic case. Just in the last couple of days, more than 1,000 people or so probably have been killed. The news earlier this week of 25 off-duty Egyptian policemen executed. It is a mess. Many of us did think that it was a coup. And, of course, there is a law that says that foreign aid needs to be stopped to a country where you've had a coup. And so it is a real dilemma for the administration. Obviously, a vital region of the world. Navy ships have priority transit through the Suez Canal. Of course, if that was shut down, you can imagine what it would do to the price of oil and the continued instability of that region. So it is a mess beyond belief, that's for sure.
And that's something, unfortunately, that, as you say, the White House has to make some decisions on this, but also, to a certain extent, Congress has to make some decisions, too, once you guys get back to work, especially if this situation isn't resolved.
Well, that's right. And, of course, as part of that continuing resolution, the funding resolution for fiscal year 14, really since, of course, the 70s, you've had equal aid to both Egypt and Israel. And you got to believe that that is going to be a thorny issue when Congress returns, as it's a pretty big milestone issue that'll be part of that underlying bill.
Fred, I'm going to apologize if this is a question out of left field, but it does come to mind as we are in construction season around Michigan, and the debate over whether or not Governor Snyder can get his $1.2 billion in road funding through the legislature in that regard. I'll throw it in more of a federal situation, the interstate system that was brought up and built initially during the Eisenhower administration. It's about 50 or so years old now, and yes, the states have to take care of the roads, but there's some questions as to whether or not Washington will continue to be able to foot the bill for this wide-spanning system that has really made this economy take off over the past half century or so.
Well, the interstate system, which was started under President Eisenhower, has been a real economic driver, that is for sure, across the country. And one of the issues that we're going to be taking up in the next year is the continuation of a highway bill. Michigan traditionally has given more back to Washington in terms of road taxes than it received. Was actually the Upton Amendment way back when I served on the Transportation Committee that increased our share and really every state's share. It used to be that we got about 72 cents back on every dollar that was sent to Washington. Now we're at about 91, 92 cents back for Michigan. That means a couple, probably about $400 million more than we used to receive. And that'll be certainly an issue that, that Congress will have to readdress when we deal with an expiring highway bill next year. It'll be it's an important critical piece, partisan, and the work is probably going to start sometime this fall as we look to extend that bill and extend the legislation that helps benefit all the states.
Is it something in the political process, Fred, that you're going to get some states that are donor states that will spend, that will put more into Washington than what they get back, and other states don't put as much and get more out of Washington? Is it just simply the nature of the beast, or is there a way to sort of get equity in funding so that what is allocated to each state is basically what they spend is what they get back?
Well, the real difference is that you've got some states like Montana where, you know, they don't even have a million people that live in Montana, and you have only one member of Congress, and that's the same with Alaska and some of these larger states with pretty long highway, interstate highways, but you don't have the means or the people that necessarily pay the taxes. And so that's why a state like Montana and Alaska often get more than they send in, because, frankly, they've got more interstate miles than some of the smaller, more populated states. So that was historically one of the things that we had to deal with, and we did it in a successful way by increasing the share for Michigan and other states. And yet we held harmless or had no real negative impact on larger states that traditionally got more money than they sent in, just because of the miles of highways that they had. So it's a careful balance, and you got to remember that the smaller states like Montana and Alaska, et cetera, they still have two U.S. Senate votes, so you got to get a bill through the Senate as well as the House. So you've got all these different things that pull and tug, and ultimately we were able to get a bill that really made some sense that certainly helped Michiganders.
We're talking with Fred Upton. One other thing I want to touch with you on before we go is the fact that Senator Debbie Stabenow, the chairwoman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, will be in Kalamazoo today on the 20th. To discuss the Farm Bill and the impact of locally grown food on West Michigan's economy. We've talked about the Farm Bill over the last several discussions, Fred, but certainly the posturing and the positioning seems to be going on right now while Congress is in recess. The Senate wants to get its version through. The House says, hey, wait a minute, we got to do some changes. I know that a committee is going to have to eventually iron these things out in time for a Farm Bill to be put into place, but it's just getting a little tiresome to, you know, see this posturing and positioning when really the best thing to do is maybe get behind closed doors and hammer the differences out face to face instead of trying to get public opinion to sway your side over the other side.
Well, you know, I've talked to Senator Stabenow, the chair of the Senate Ag Committee, and I've talked to Frank Lugas, the chair of the House Ag Committee. And I still feel pretty good that when Congress returns at Labor Day, that we will be seeing a conference set up to resolve the differences between the House and the Senate literally within the first week or so of Congress's return. I don't think it's going to be that difficult to iron out the differences between the two sides. And sure, we may not be able to quite hit the September 30th deadline, but I think within not too long after that, again, perhaps a week or two, we'll get a bill that's done, the president will sign it, and none of our farmers really will be impacted with a delay of a week or two. Now, if it gets to be a month or so, then it's nail-biting time. But I think we'll get this thing done, and it'll be a bipartisan effort.
Fred Upton, as always, we appreciate your thoughts about some of the issues of the day. We wish you and your family not only a good week ahead, but also a good Labor Day holiday. We'll be chatting with you again in a couple of weeks once Congress gets back into session. Have a good trip back to Washington, and we'll talk to you in September.
All right. Thank you, sir.